spoke many times about this in the Kudah, we state in the tour. And Pesach is going to be Tchias HaMeisim. Let's make this Pesach Tchias HaMeisim. I told the Yisod from Abchatzku that the Vosab Shat and state in the Novi until him state ki the Oilam Chazdoi Evi Hanoga that the Evshig gives is the Oilam. Sometimes it's Behelim, sometimes it's Begolim. This gili of Tchias HaMeisim is retroactively comes out in the days and the moments of Pesach that it's mamash Tchias HaMeisim. That what we say called Dichvin Yesev Yechel means as even emetz of us is Arosha. Kolifin soll es reinkommen. Komm inside wie Yechel and eat the matzes mit the machel de Nusa and eat do the mitzvah Hayoyim and by doing that you'll have a Tchias HaMeisim. Arosha v'chayeyim akruyim meisim. They're dead. They have nothing to live for. They're going no place. They have absolutely no direction. Obed, in the nacht from Pesach, a person called it v'yesev yechel, he will have a tchias hameisim. He'll find a direction in his life. He'll know where he's coming from. He knows where he's going to. And thus state in the svarim, that's why in the seder you put the rosha, you put the chochem, you put the rosha etzel the chochem. Why do you put the rosha etzel the chochem? Because he has to hear the dvar chochma. He has to hear the Dvar Chochmah. It doesn't happen stamazai. There must be a Kli Kibbul. Is when the Rosha sits next to the Chochm, and then he's going to hear the Dvar Chochmah. If he blabs the Chalsa Rosha, Zakeh Shinam. If not, it's then the Mensch, you could mamash make Tchias HaMeisim. Not only the Rosha, but the Mensch alein. The Mensch, the one that's Oilich to say there, or those that are being shown that take the active part in the Mitzvahs HaLayla, they could mamash have Tchias HaMeisim. Lucky is the mensch that glaives was a glaived in the dvarim of our Rishonim and the state in the Heiliges Forum. It's rachmonis on those that don't. They go into a quicksand, they can never get out. And the nacht from Pesach is a zasort heilige nacht that a person can get out. You could change the life, the course of your children. You could change the life, the course of your Rebbetzin. If she has a certain malach chaim, you could mamish change it with the night of Pesach. The night of Pesach is tchias amesim shutik mashmoy. Now you do it, the grace of going and tzaddik the Ostrop, so it's beyond any comprehension. I mentioned the fast of Chazeful. They say it was a Gilgul face. I don't know if he's in Yonim, but they say it was a Gilgul for Rab Tzaddik. He fasted for 40 years. He didn't take any food in his mouth. Mamish, people couldn't believe it. The doctor said that they don't know physically how a person can live. So if Yom for a few years, he was living on a spoonful of food. Nishmael, you take in his mouth, a spoonful of food a day. And the mention Ben Azam Malach Alekim, it was noted for him, and he would only eat in the daytime. He wouldn't eat in the daytime unless he made a siyam. A siyam, so it was going, I guess, a going. Anyway, I'll call upon him. The Ostrovsa, he once stood he got up by the table, he said, Amor Dikizach. He says, you'll see that by all the Mesophim, that it says in the Torah, all the Kabbonis, it says Reich Nechoyach. All the Mesophim. But Beshabbos, in the Korbmos, Beshabbos doesn't say Reich Nechoyach. Says why? Zokter Azei. Because every yontif is Srusa del Sata. We did something, and therefore we became a yontif. There was some sort of avoid of Nayid. So my male vibalt is Srusa del Sata. So of those state, Nachas Ruach. Rech Nechoyach. Zokter Yebi said, what's that? It's Nachas Ruach of Fanei. She Amarti Venasa Ratzoni. So the Yebi is happy. That's the Indian of the Karb Musaf. Mashaykin by Shabbos is Kvir Vakaimer. Shabbos is by itself, so it doesn't say Reich Nechoyach, it happens by itself. So he was Mechal Tzvishn, all the Kabbonis of Musaf, of all the Yom Tovim of Shabbos. So somebody asked him, in the Eilik Arizal, in the Ariya Kodesh Ashtet, that the Leil Pesach is also a Srusa de Le'ela. So the Sardis comes from, so for us, so you said all the Kabbonis, it says Reich Nechoyach. He says, bring me a Chumash. They brought him a Chumash, and he looked it up, and he saw it in the Sant. By Pesach, it doesn't say Rech Nechoyach. Just at the end, go, hey, let's say, the Neshiv, say, oh, they're Klal, for Klaisel, Svartim Lechem. Then it's ready to say, avoid it from the Mensch. Then don't instead say Rech Nechoyach. But in the night of Pesach, it doesn't say Rech Nechoyach, because it's Kvier Vakaimah. When does the Mepharshim learn? He was very happy that it was Machaven, that his word stimmed with Arizal. That there's such a thing, the night of Pesach, you have to just make a minimal achona. And a person can tzukum tza adage noirov in the floor. We spoke many times, I just want to chaz before we go to the new, and you know, I just said what we said over the years before, in this Nakuda. Why is Pesach called Pesach? Pesach Hashum Ma, Hashum Shepasach. There's an Indian of Dilug, where you skip, you jump, you don't have to go dargis. If the Pesach, whatever you got on Pesach, you have to start, Madrega Weiss, Sfiras Oimer, you go Madrege after Madrege. But the night of Pesach, you could do a diluk. You could jump, you could reach a dagi, you love in the floor. And the angel doesn't lechenzach with the person how much his Susa del Sati does, because his Susa del Leila, everything comes from Shemayim. That's why Be'emes it says in Shia Shirim, the Omer HaKosh Bo, the angel said, Pischli Pesach, Ki Pischli Shal Machat, Vani Eftach Lechem Pischli Shal Ulam. If you do at least a Pesach Shemach, Mach Aloch, and Avshalom said over from the Kotzka, Aloch, make duch and duch. You give me Aloch, duch and duch, a Pesach, even if it's Gemachat, so I'll open it up, Ki Pesach Shal Ulam. Pesach, you don't even need that. You need just a mashu, we'll soon see what the hachoni you have to do. A Pesach is everything al derech dilug. It's Pesach. The Yevsha jumps over the Susa del Sata, I don't need it. I'll give you a gevaldike gilu. And the Mepharshim explain, why is it that way? Because it says, Upasachti aleichem, shteit in targum, v'ochas aleichem. It's a night of Rachmanis. It's a night of Rachmanis. You have to realize that. I was just dealing this so much time today with these people, lo yaleinu, that eitz is what they do with their kids that are flying off the derech. Lo yaleinu, there's over 1,000 children in Lakewood that are on drugs. 1,000 children. These 60, they congregate by the lake every Shabbos. 3-4 o'clock, they come to the lake over there. The chil Shabbos that goes on. It's the Lakewood kinder. It's Lakewood kinder. Why is it happening? Why is it happening? And people are so tzabrochim and avzen, vos kemet otan. The nacht from Pesach, get those kids, they should be home. And prepare the way you're supposed to. And kem zeh arayin legin azachiyus, that'll change the mamash, the malach hachayim. That's the pshat, what we say in the Haggadah. Ad she nigla alei melech malchei amlocha makodesh bochu. Vos meint nigla? El is da. El is da. And the nacht from Pesach, there's a gilu in every Yiddish shtub. Va'achshav kevonu. Achshav kevonu zakrab shalim avolvi bingsu nefidika. Achshav is mamish now. The Chassam Sofer's daughter said she couldn't look, no one in the family could look at the father's face during the Seder. Because it will be more godl zugil ishchina. You have to be someone like the Chassam Sofer that should be chal mamish on his face. They say that Rav Chaim Sanza, when he ate the afikoyim, they saw was dripping out of his mouth, was dripping fats as if he ate a shtickle flesh. These are people that we have no shaykhs klal to them. Was made this had the mention yes nothing came to so if get on as a gufni stick a pull of him that was like shtickle bossa and it was dripping out on his lips is on the nach for Pesach the Sam Seufer was at she niglalov achshev kevonu make achshev kevonu that the shchin is chalaf a mensch and if a mensch great sich zu können zukommen the nach from Pesach the volum neuroim when the floim. That's the inyan chippozim. What's the taitch chippozim? This blives ledoilis. It's a kid, the oilom chazdai. Chippozim, come, out, fierce, let's go. The Abish is not waiting another, one more second, to be shanun, out. They'll take them out. Chippozim is the nach from Pesach. The nach from Pesach. I mentioned, can I raise from Gewaldig? Davnin Ezer, you say, why does it say, Kadesh, then Uchatz? First Uchatz, wash yourself. Then you go Kedusha. You have to toilet yourself before Yontov. Then you go into Yontov. No, the Nach from Pesach is the other way. It's Kadesh and then Uchatz. What's the pshat? So after Tifa and Yonim, we don't understand it, but the same you saw. Kadesh, just come inside, make Kiddush. Start right now. Uchatz, we'll get there. So Matar saying, a mensch can tzukum to Kadesh, take it from Yad. Just walk into with your kittel, walk in with the Kovid Rosh, with the Gevaldike Simchas Achayim, which we'll soon see, the instructions what a person is supposed to do before to get the most in the Seder. That's a pshav the state in the Svarim Choytfin as a matzah. The Gemara, some machloek is Rambam Raiv, it's only from Shotem, wasn't me Choytfin as a matzah b'leil psochem. Machat matzah. Can't schat in matzah. Matzah is the lechem dem nusa, it's the luchis tika meichel that a person can zukumen. And a person can chap it b'leil psochem. You can chap it, it's noil voyim. That's what Bembis is stating in Pasek. Shivas yom terch matzah terchelu, ach b'yom alish tashvisu som b'techem. So chapela noira. First thing you should be tashvisu. And then afterwards you should eat matzah. If you have such a thing, I want to eat sumer of asay toiv. Zevmo fin loshen akros nisht azay, den achm petz vazandish. So se vizna in achiv, eshen tu ken tzukum tza matzah. And then also, b'yom tashvisu, you have to have tashvisu. In achanam, the gemar dashen, ach b'yom alish tashvisu means, kake erev Pesach. Aber von der Loschen Akkord, der Tukul der Loschen Akkord, teach us also gewaltige Sache. Also die Nacht von Pesach ist Dilug, Posach, Ochus, nach Rebisch als Achmonis, and you go without any Madreges, komm rein, with a minimal Achona, komm rein to sit down by the Seder, is a Mensch, the Teure in seinen Ofen. That's why we say Shira Shirim. Shir Hashirim Kol Doidi Doif Inine Zabo Medalag Alahor Mekabetz Alakvois. He's medalag. He's mekabetz. The Eibush says, Atata, now's the night. Can Tzidik bring the kinder. Bring Tzidik to every kid and come back. Who doesn't want to be a mensch? Who doesn't want to be a mensch? Everybody wants to be good. Everybody wants to be tar. Is the nacht. The Eibush is mekabetz. Kum. Kol Doidi Inine Zabo Ot Kumte. Medalag Alahor Mekabetz Alakvois. He skips everything. Kum. And I'm taking that. Moshcheni Are Achlech Norutza. That's the Kval Gigil. The Matan Moshe brings down why we misfal fatal on Pesach. So he brings down the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer that Yitzchak Avinu told Yaakov Avinu, when he spoke to Yaakov, he told him that this is the night that Neftoch Ma'oitzris, everything is Oitzris. He told it to Esav also. Now is the night for Brachas, while all the Talolim, all the Helike Talolim is Gvaldik. And then he bench from Yitzchak Alekim, the Gvaldik he gave from Yenanach. Of Nesvag and Avopi came, even though it's a person gets a Mori Dika Matona, but from the other side, you have to have some sort of Achona. You can't come in with your dungarees. You have to come inside with a Gevaldik, some sort of Achona. Once you become the Achona, then you can get a certain Gili of Moshcheni Achrecha Narutza. The Strik of Erov was a Grace of Goyni. Grace of Goyni is Shabbos. Hagodlosh was Mori Dika Shtar. He used to be Rov, he used to pass on the Shalis, the Chomodika Pesach Shalis. So he got up Mil Vizrosh and it's gesagt a gewaltige Ryan. He said so many people came to him, he says, Hayim Atar, people didn't have any Pesach Lika Kailim, Chomet Lika Kailim, you're Masha, everything, you're tired, everything, you're terrible, everything. He says, we came in Matar Zan, the Chov is a barrel. Well, how do you do it? How do you do it with the Lefalach, the Gopalach? I remember my house, I'm not so old. We didn't have any Koises for Pesach. My father took the Chomet Lika Kois. He was toivlet, in the hot water. He was, I make Agolas Kalim. That's how we lived. You live with Agolas Kalim. We had silverware, got it for Pesach, but the Becher we didn't have. That's a glass you can't do, but Akopone, there's such a thing. So he said, this one asked me, this one asked me that. Everybody asked me a different thing. How you matar the Kalim for Pesach? And then he got up and he started screaming, but no one asked me how you matar your mouth. How will you matar your mouth when you have to say all the mitzvahs alayla? When you have to say all the magid, and you have to say every word is a mitzvah, and kol amar ba'aleiz meshubach, and all the mitzvahs alayla done with the mouth. Sibri tzitzim tzayim, the achila. What kind of keli? Is it going to be the chometz the keli, the person full of the chilus and lashon hara, or all the cheti adibun? That's how he's going to go to the seder? He wasn't matar his mouth, and he was go b'chi. Once he was go b'chi, the ganze tzivah was go b'chi. And they realized the enech anami. It's all the things that you have to get ready. You want to get Pesach like your clothes. You want to clean out your house from chometz and the lave. How about the mouth? Is the first night to have some sort of a hachona to be makalim safalisa when it comes inside. When it comes inside, I know the people that used to be makalim safalisa lein shema yisrael kabbalas olmach shemaim before the seder chutz v'mayiv. Chutz v'mayiv, they say first. They said the first parash of krishma. But this is what they want to be makalim to, and then you go into the seder. But hakoponim, we're not in that daiga. If we do it, it's fake. It's not mahal nishdot. Of Einzach HaKoponim, some sort of a Kabbalah, when they gave it to the mouth, that the mouth was like Tor. As a mensch of Lima, a helic mouth, they used to do the mitzvah Salayla, they took him Kabbalah all the Inyon. The Kedusha Slevi in Shavuos, in the Drosha of Shavuos, Frekta Akasha. We say Zman Chedusenu by Pesach. Shavuos is saying Zman Matan Torisenu. What do you mean Zman Torisenu is a long time ago? Chedusenu is a long time ago. Kokfa overcome as Manam Tuva as a Frekta. So he says, Zainyun Ukach. Rabbi Yochanan says the same. So Moli the Gavoy, the mitzvahs bring down that anoga. Hashbosas chomis and achidas matzah on Pesach brings down that anoga nochemol. The hachona from Sfinis Oima to get to Shavuos brings down matan Torah nochemol. We might not see with anum with flowers and with cheesecake and narshkeit and the kol dizachem that we think the same mitzvah. Aber a mensch gleit sich zu with the mitzvahs hayoyim, the mitzvahs halayla, that brings down the hashpah. Just like it happened then with the mitzvahs, same thing now with the mitzvahs. Zog the Kedusha Slevi, zog the Kedusha Slevi, vifla chona, that a mensch hom, to make sure those mitzvahs that he does the night from Pesach, should be so gewaldig, as a zolzayim tak as man matan b'chayliseinu. He says, ha'ora niflov, ha'ora gedoyla, Everything If when people are makayim the mitzvahs, you eat the matzahs and you do magidi, you go keseder, like the Manal explains. Has to be keseder. It's called a seder. It's a seder advarim. They know how to do it. The chamur kaveir. No one knows the exact kaddish ruchah who made it. Some say that she made that seder. But we are only saying whatever the seder is, they were kaveir. Is if a mensh took the mitzvahs up, he seder. Kum to soys a mensh can sukum dvarim neiroi. Mamish is al bashvo. So Rabbi Ruchem, what a ish poshet. A ish poshet be Yisrael. The poshet is the mensh. He's makabel amuna and his kavus to the Eibishter with one night of the mitzvah alayla more than all the philosophim, all the life that they can come to. So that's a vos the schools and that's a mitzvah ayoyim. The mitzvah ayoyim will give you that. So if a person does it with all the hidurim, it's the molding. If a person doesn't do it, he's a shaitam abikumash noisloi. If you don't take an agoda, you don't look it over beforehand. You just come there and you can sing the same songs, dayenu, and this and that, and the, everything like you did last year. It's mitzvah nashim alamodah. A person says, Papir, you won a lottery ticket. Shelter for you won a lottery ticket. And you don't go, you don't want it ein. It's a shaita. Is that men, so not from Pesach, can it zoicha sein? Even if you're a bocha by your father, or by wherever you are by the Seder, and really you're not fearing the Seder, oh, but gneitzach zu. Wo te kenz, zog it ein avort, say, take an active part. Everybody has to take an active part. When a mensch with the actual mitzvah alayla, kum zu a mensch boy from Mavu Neude. It goes even further. I got my halt nish by din yonah, but know that this exists. I told you, for I heard from Absalom himself from the Kotzke, for you had vorem ha'elah, shenechem tzavach ha'ayoyim, alle vavecha, put on your heart. Then if it's chuf efnin, then it'll fall in. A lot of things we don't halt to buy. But we know that these things exist, and then when all of a sudden falls in a mashul, you understand it. Shteta posing Yishai, we're bringing the piyutum later on by Nitzah. Hashir yiyah lochem keleil his kadesh chag. Klaiso is going to sing a shir. How is he going to sing? Everybody has a different level. What's going to be your level that Osad Lovi, the shir we're going to sing? The shir that you're going to sing is according and only according to the level you had on Pesach. Pesach was gula, proti, benegetzer all blia. There's going to time a gula kloli on the whole blia kula. And that gula kloli is going to be to you how? Like you had your gula proti. So for a person, the night in Pesach, afterwards when you sing, I don't know what your minig is, but you have to do like the minig in your house, but afterwards, if you sing Hallel, and you sing the Zmiris, or the, I don't call it Zmiris, but Akoponim Bold Vahi Bechatzi Alayla, all those piyutim afterwards, it's doch neuer, neuer, was a mensch can zukommen. When a mensch gets a dagi ilo, is those moments that you feel, that's going to be lost in love. And so, how foolish is a person if he doesn't prepare, he doesn't know the tight of what he's saying. He doesn't know, Pavretelach, as it's going along, to air tavlin into the Zach. And you should get the most, then what are you going to get? Achas Yom. If you believe in Achas Yom, we're there, be'ikvus of the Mashiach. Here we are. So the Shir Lo'asad Lovi is going to be according to your night of Pesach. That's a mensch zugreiten. It's such a dilu, and you can get, if you just prepare, just go inside. Go inside, walk and you can get so much. The Chazon Yishe says a mulli tika zach, and a muna betochen, Shair Aleph, Oiz Achtes, he says a mulli tika muskel. A person like the Chazon Yishe could write this, because he was there. Not too many people could write this. Even big Talmid HaChachom, Yishe the mensch can share in this paragraph. Zog to Razay. Kishe zocha seichel ha'odom. Listen carefully. When you zoiche, zoiche means yizai, pure, liras amitas mitziyusa yizborach, when a person all of a sudden falls into his heart, yeah, the Eibishter really exists. Miyad nichnas by simchas, gil, and kates. When you realize Metzias Hashem is really, you will all of a sudden feel a happiness that you never felt before. V'nishmosay ne'im alov. He's not fighting. V'hoyu advarim ha'eila, asher nechem tzavach ha'yoyim alav avecha, zakrashi shloyei libcha cholak alamokam. We're always busy fighting against Hashem. But all of a sudden, when you feel the amitas that the Eibishter really exists, all of a sudden, Nishmosay Ne'im Allah, your neshama stems with you. V'hadimin mashlim im ha'seichel. Your fantasies are no more than stupid fantasies, but it goes with the seichel. Lazois benoyim Hashem. V'chol tanugei psorim b'chomaku avaru. All the tiny, the narishkeita, the pleasures, the gashri, you're not interested. V'nafshi ho adina, misatefes b'kedusha. Your nafshi adina, your, I don't know how you say adina in English. It's adina is not the word. How do you say it?
Delicate.
More than delicate. I need a different word. It's not delicate. It's the purest of the purest, highest of the highest.
Fine, maybe
what?
Fine.
A little more. Delicate and refined plus. Need another few words. Stuff I met. The Nafshe Adino is Misatefis Bekedusha. Yehelik in the Shomad Adino, the pure, is Misatef, cloaked with Kedusha. Ukiilu Pirsha Megufa Ocher. You don't even know that you have a goof, it doesn't even exist. Mishaitetes Bishmei Shemayim, you find yourself flying in the Himmel, you're in a different world. Uba'alois Odom Be'erche Kodesh Elu, when he has these Mesogim, Niglo Lefon of Oilam Chodosh, for those moments that he feels it. He's in a different world. He's a mamish total in a different world. Ki eshelo odom bo'oil mazelias malach l'degoyim. There are seconds in a person's life where you can experience such a, I don't want to say the word in English, spiritual uplifting, sounds too goyish for me, of such a adina, such a hishabas with the mokar, that you for seconds, you have it for a second, another second, another second. For lenes meziv ha'koydish. For chol tanugi o'oil mazelias ke'efes neged. Says when a person experiences this, he knows this is the shachas that he has with Hashem, and this is the edus that there's an Eibishter in the world. The nacht from Pesach, there are moments. You have to listen here. You're not going to have it the whole time. It's not. We're not the Chasam Sofer. We're not the Chazanish. We're not these people that were with him every single second. But for the goyim, you could have it. You could have it for the goyim when you go for Hisha Omdo. And you think about it, and you're ligging it for fractions of seconds. Your neshama is going to be mechuba into a different world. You'll feel things that you never felt before, and that's called kamalach l'regoyim. That's a moment of the time. A person can have it while he's eating the matzahs, while he's eating the murder. If he has the right, I have to get to him. The kavonis that a person is supposed to think about, chutz from etzem chetz and from mitzvah that he's doing it. Is the Nachum Pesach such a diluk and such a matona that the person can become a malach l'regoyim for seconds? You can have it maybe by Kiddush, let's say your father, your shver, or even you, when you're saying Kiddush. You can get involved into the words. The words are, it's not shaykh, the words of Kiddush. When a man can, you can just actually lift yourself out of your guf for fractions of moments, and that's going to be Yeshua L'Osad Lovey. Not only that, it says that ba'achas hayomim after the whole world is oilam haba. What's your oilam haba? Is in this form state, your oilam haba are going to be like these precious moments of the Seder. Those moments that you experience, that you are margish, this adinus, this hischavras, is going to be a nitzchi. The highest point that you can reach on Pesach, those moments is going to be your nitzchi is lost love. Is vifel dafer sam mensch arangein in den yonim. If you're a litvish, the litvish is far, a chsidish is far, it's felt the stoys. There's so many haggadahs, you can't be masik. Every haggadah, two zoif, every haggadah. Some people, even the oilam halacha, it gives you a gewaldige renkheit. Hafla, hafla, hafla of a fella. A mensch can zukumen. And that's what a person can get the nacht from Pesach. What's the taitch of chedus? Ben chodim, what's this meint, ben chodim. I told you this word, I want to chazer it over. Manali is a kasha, it's often a kasha, and we all should know the kasha, and we should know the tenets, we have to chazer it, the whole yontif you have to chazer this. Chedus, what's the yontif? Pesach yontif, so what do you tell the person that needs it, which eats a piece of matzah? What's matzah? Matzah is the poor man's food. What is it? It's a little mel, a little vasa, it can't become a chometz. And that the Torah says, this is the mitzvahs halayla, the main mitzvahs matzahs, that's the chalachamayni. How do you have the chedus with that? So to explain the maral, I just want to say one, just mark a little bit. What's called the eved? What's called the eved and what's called the ben chayin? So I told you this, I think even said part of it last week. Eved is somebody that he's just meshuvah to everybody and everything and skate them on what everybody says. Ben chayin is somebody that's totally, totally free. If a person finds himself in his life that everything he does, he thinks what somebody else is going to say, he's an eved netzer. He's afraid of this, he's afraid of that, he's afraid of all his clothes, all his money, everything, all his foods, all his simchas, his mitzvah, his bar mitzvah, those chasson that make bas mitzvahs, chasness, everything is totally in other people. Everything is totally in other people. That mentions an eved netzer. Mashenkin, somebody that's not that way, b'chlal. He's not totally in anybody else. He's pure, I'm happy with the little that I have. That mentions a ben chayim. So at the Maral, when you want to celebrate, we use that word, Vos Praven, Ayontu von Chedis, is the Eshtazach you have to realize, I am a Ben Chayin. Why? I'm happy with the Matzah. This is enough for me. I don't need more than that. That is total, total chedes. If you could live a life that from now on you don't have to eat fish with the chrein, you don't have to eat it with ketchup, you don't have to eat it with mayonnaise, you don't have to eat it with a chreinase, you don't have to eat it with nothing. You take a piece of fish, you eat it. But if you find yourself you can't eat fish only with chrein, you're an eved. That's only one mashal out of the trillion mashalim. A person has to find from the Nacht from Pesach, I am from now on going to be a Ben Cholin. I am not going to be totally in everything. And this is my life. This is going to be my car. This is my chassis. This is my house. These are the things I have on the wall. This is the life. Oh, the types of lights I have. Everything. Everything is totally only in what I feel is right. And I'm not Kaif to other people. Then you're Ben Cholin. The morals and the drushes. So that's matzah. That's fakir. That is why we eat matzah. The mitzvahs are lailas dafke matzah. Everything, you have other things also good, okay, you have sudden. Oh, but the mitzvah that rice is matzah, to weiss nas vos, ich bin ganz frei. I'm so hoping his voice from that, but I want to leave that to the halacha part, and I want to go weiter. The Vilna Goyim, when he went into Golos, he went to many different places, his sons, and Aliyah Saliyo bring down this muyutik amaisa. So hard to believe what the kids say, hey, they heard it from the father. He went to a start in Plon, a certain start in Plon, that area. And he was there. He had to go into Golos with Ezatam Shia. That he praved on himself. Anyway, I called upon him. He was there learning the whole night. Learning there the whole night, he saw there was a blind person, an old blind person also there. The Goyim used to learn with his Ne'imistic voice. He had a beautiful, beautiful voice. They used to bring people to people that needed a chizuk. They used to come every single day when the Goyim was in Vilna. They used to come, the Goyim right after Shachas, he used to come over to Seder. Shnai Mikra Vechat Hagam and Rashi from Sunday did till Sheni, Monday did till Shlishi, Levi. That's why he didn't stop with a pay in Samach. He did with that day. And he used to sing the, he had his beautiful, beautiful voice. And his trope was a little bit different. Grada, the trope of the Vilna Goyim, that Nusach, that Nigin, my father of Shalom heard it from Aldi Yid, that he said that he had a Kabbalah from somebody else that was from the Vilna Goyim. It's a little bit different than we have it. My Bar Mitzvah, Baruch Hashem, I sang, I said the Haftarah with that Nusach of the Goyim. It's a little bit different. I call upon him, it's not Mishana. But the Goyim had a certain beautiful, beautiful voice. And when he learned Allah, you have to learn Bekoil. He didn't scream, he didn't make a rash. And he learned that night. The whole night he learned, and that blind person was there the whole night learning about Pem. The Goyim saw him, but he didn't shave, he was on the other side. Came in the morning, and Alta Yidna comes in. So, and she brings this old man, the blind person, a piece of bread with a shizel to wash his hands. So the person says like this, there's somebody in the base medish here that was learning the whole night. I don't recognize his voice. I don't know his koil. But from the koil, I hear that he's a Talmud Chochem. Do me a favor, please tell him he should come next to me. I want him to eat together with me, my piece of bread. So Vilna Goyim heard what he said. He didn't want to be matiach the ladies. He went off, he says, so the person says, no, I'm very, very rich. I have so much. He told the Zebetson, do me a favor, come, go back to the house and bring another piece of bread. So I can have one piece of bread for myself, one piece for this Choshev Tam Chochem. So the Vilna Goyim didn't want to be a time, so he says, okay, and the Goyim ate the piece of bread. Then the person says, please, yes, and do me a favor, could you be my guest for Shabbos? The Goyim didn't say, he was afraid, so the Zebetson, he says, what are you talking? I have so much. He says, during the week I only have bread, and I'm zat from that. But you know what I have on Shabbos? He says, my Rebbetzin, such a choshev Rebbetzin. She goes to the places to where she helps pluck the feathers from the chickens, after they shecht it. For that schar, the owner of the chicken house, of the Schlachtois, he lets my Rebbetzin take all the heads of the chicken, and all the fliegelach, and all the fisalach from the chicken, and then we cook it up, and we zalt it, we cook it. This is gvaldik. And it was so delicious. Please come to be my guest. The Goyim came there, Lel Shabbos. So the house was on a long house, a big table. Talmid Chachom, young people, old people. Everybody come to sit by this person. The Goyim took a seat. So the Goyim said, when he said, no one knew, of course, who the Goyim was. He looked at the person, he said, he never saw such a Simchas Achaim. He never saw such a Simchas Achaim. And when they were giving out the soup, the little soup that tasted, he said, you took a mashu, you was that. It was a shach, but it was Nizborov Memeo from that yid. And the Goyim told his children, all my life, I wish I reached that daiga of Istabkas. He get over it. And the Goyim is the Goyim, Midoimelot. When Avopi Goyim, the Goyim said, Kiba Kukas, I mentioned, Mamshad, I looked up in Ganadin of Divelt. I mean, his tafkes, he didn't need anything. What did he have the whole week? A shtikla breit. And what did he have on Shabbos? A little challah, whatever he had. Oh, and he told the goyim, how does he get the breit? Where does he get it? He says that the people in the bakery, they give the shoes for my rebbe, and she can take from the floor all the mel. She cleans out the mel from the floor, the flour, and she, that she makes the bread. So the goyim from Yena, his tafkes from Yena mensch, v'chaltem. And then Yisaveya from the Mashu. So the Goyim says he wished he had that in Stavkos. Chovetz Chaim, when he married off his son, Rabbi Yalev, so his Rebetzin that she ran, she was like Keres Habayis, she took Rabbi Yalev, she took him to the Schneider, to the tailor, to make a suit for his chasna. The Schneider went, and he measured him off, this and that, and then after he came back a few days later, and the suit was ready. It's ready, so right away, so he told him like this, he knew it was the Chovetz Chaim's son. So he said, the Eivish is all the bench, my kind. It was the Alter Schneider. The Mitatzlocha. Your mazel should always be lichtig to you. You should be a osher. You should be a choshva mensch. In the community, everybody should look up to you. All of a sudden, the mother of this Rabbi Leib, Chofetz Chaim's Rebbe, still gave him shine. Fetig in Benton, das is a brochas a klola. What are you telling him that he should be rich? What does he need it for? Fetig in Benton, schweig. She started screaming at him. Verdacht, das ist kein brochas. So Chofetz Chaim said over this Meister, so Chofetz Chaim says, the Bissel the Torah was Sicha Zoichi Gevem Fa, is a thank my Rebetzin. Because she took on her the oil of the house, and she trained everybody in the house his Tavkos. That's the Ben Cholin. Chofetz Chaim, this, Chofetz Chaim had a kaskettle. The pictures that we have in the Chofetz Chaim's kaskettle is only one picture of the Chofetz Chaim would have. When he went to Knesset, so Mustam, that's the cover of the Tzibur. He was sitting next to the Meir Shapiro, and there's a picture of it, the Meir Shapiro and the Alta Ger Rebbe. So the Chofetz Chaim with him, he sat in the row behind, this is in the front row of Shteitzach, and the Chofetz Chaim was in the row behind, and there he wore a hat. I'm sure what, this is the only picture, it's recorded, the Chofetz Chaim with a hat. Every time he wore a kaskettle, he was happy with his kaskettle, sold Zabi, sold Salanta, they did a happy life, they didn't need anything else. This is the Ben Choydin. And such a thing of Ben Choydin is totally the Yidna von Stub. If a mama stelt sich weg by the Spiegel for drei Shor, every time she has to go to Chasa, was lehnt sie ois de Kinder. Is a person that has to realize you have to do a lot of training in your house. Training has to be from the chodin. From Pesach has to come out with zayin b'nei chodin, with zayin b'nei chodin. Now, a person has to realize. You think, nah, I'll give him just a little for this, a little that, a little this. Is the word from the goyin gufa? He says, "Yishom lechem pen yifte levavchem v'saitem avatem lemachen." Mercy to my father. He says the goyin says in the circle there's 360 degrees, right? You know what I'm talking about a little bit. 360 good. He says, as big as the circle is, very big. Let's zero in all the way until you get to the point. That point. At the point over there, no is chalkas. There's a point. In science, they say there is no such thing as a point, because whatever point you get to, it's even smaller. You really never really get, there's no such thing as a central point, because whatever it is, it's always smaller, so you can never get there. He says, I'm about this, okay, let's leave it. Anyway, I call upon him and say, how, when you start that mashal for the beginning of the point, how far is 1 degree from the second degree? It's you can't even measure it. Even you go for let's say the circle is 3 inches. How far is one degree from degree number 10? It's a glechta. But if let's say you have it goes further without a gvul, it's millions and billions of miles apart. The circle gets bigger and bigger. Zok to goin. He shom lechem pen yifte levavchem one mashal. And then the end of the story is v'saitem avatem lemecherem. One day you stop eating. To give in because of peer pressure, which we all suffer from that. We live because other people govern our lives. So you think you're going to give it? I'll give him one little thing, but pen yiftel avachem, the sa'atim avatam le'em achelim. The fact that the letzta tkufa before the goals ends, it's the hisgabras of ra'as, it's impossible. Come out to combat, but it's kfira. Because if the Eibusha doesn't give us any gzeira, that we can't be oimid gzeira, baruch gzeira makayim. When he gives us any gzeira, physically, mentally, and luchnis the gashmi is always goyzer. He gives us umakayim. He gives us the koyach that we should come out. Yes, Abzalman Sroskin Lutzkerov. Yes, Makasha Shteit and Marie Chagiz. The Helik Marie Chagiz, Agnes Abal Makubel. He says in the Sefer Eitz Chaim, Zokat Dov Noyda. He says that once it starts, the oidus of the gula to start, and that means we're soon going to see Einoid Mavadei. The whole raft falls apart. I say Zokter. So he asked Rav Zalman Sorotskin, so Eva say, how come there's so much ra? That's a his tkufa. You know what it is today? It's nishtoisal. So he says, I'll tell you. It's often a Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Gittin that Before you kill somebody, what they used to do, they give them a dead man's wish. You give them the dead man's wish. That's what you do. They used to do it, and the cannibals used to do it that way. Shita Mugabesa says that the blood should taste better, because when... Well, let's leave the blood. Anyway, if he's on Zion, you know... Anyway, this is such a dead man's wish. Zog them... It says that we should stay toch. The Eves get shechten the Malcham Oves. For us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is Shochad, Malcham Oves. The Eves are going to shechten the Malcham Oves. It's the Malcham Oves and he sees that it's over. So he is dead man's wish. So therefore they gave the shoes for the Malcham Oves, who are certain, who are Yetzar, who are Malcham Oves, that Ba'ach Zayom he can do as much as he can. And if it's, even though it's the Oedis of Einoi Milvadi coming down, so it's going to be a Gewaldike Gilu, it's Toch Neule Va'oyim, and Alpha became the Satan as a Gewaldike, Gewaldike Lishus. Gewaldike as a Gewaldike Lishus is there so much Ra going on. But a mensch, the Nach from Pesach, his mom should really become a Ben Choyd. There's no clock over here. I don't know if it's their reason or if there's no reason. Somebody just come with it. Spoke last week about people that Zugang to the Seder, that don't to have Rachmanis and other people. People gave away, people gave away the Kemach, the own Shmura, the Kemach that was Shomer, with all the Chumers, they gave it away for Kleine Kinder. They gave away, this one gave away his Matzahs, this one made a Seder. For so many, for Yisrael Naman's Grada, one plant I forgot to tell you. When I said when Avshalom made the Seder by us in my house, he was in my house many months. Not once did he ever look at my mother, Allah Avshalom, never. Shetzke never would call her by her name, das Zechnish. Because we are not modern Orthodox. We don't call our secretaries by the first name. Thank you very much. There's no such thing. You don't call a different lady by name. So you said whenever you had to refer to my mother, he said Rebetzin. He called it Rebetzin. That's what it was. But in Pesach Seder, so Rav Shalom was basically feeding the Seder. So my two sisters, I had two sisters, they were Yisayman, and they were sitting across the table. So by the Seder, Rav Shalom said, Eine von euch heißt Tomer, the andere heißt Esther. He says, "Ich weiß nicht wer ist wem, aber ihr darf verstehen, ihr darf essen mit der Schere. Das Essen der Schere." And he picked up a case. He told them how much wine they should have, and how much grape juice he could be. If you can't drink so much wine, how much you're allowed to put from here, from that, and that. And he took the matzahs and he showed them how much of the matzahs they have to do. And me and my brothers, we were in the shtoyim. Rav Shalom called my sisters by their names, even though you don't know who he's talking to anyway. And I realized he wanted to give that fatherly that. The tata dikke regish to the Yisrael, that's my mother he can't. So to my sisters he called, Einem von euch, to give it that varmkeit, they should feel, as a varmkeit, as a grace of bench, called them, it's hafla, we can't listen to his tongue. He took the pain, it's blending again. Anyway, I'll call upon him, this is only grace of tzaddikim, the grace of tzaddikim, to live such a helical life, but he is on Zion to be makarev. And to make the tzibroch in the heretz, this is the Hagdoma Mamish and Pesach Seder. One of the visions of Rebbe's, Kiddur by the Chassidim, although I only saw it once, I just went to a bakery to see it once. In Williamsburg, I went to a bakery to see it. They make the matzahs, you know, after Chatzai, it's not bottle below, in the comments, people say it's Sakon and Noila to make it. Okay, they have a minute, they do, and they sing Hallel. It's by grace of Rebbe's, they say this Erev Pesach Matzahs, they do with such tremendous Islavas, with such Hagdoma, and they used to sing Hallel, they were Mamash in Himmel. This vision said Rebbe, I don't know who was Ramosha Hager, that's the first one, I don't know who's, basically the Yechis, how it goes, from America, that's his son, I don't know which one it is, Via Zon Zayn, and if Zayn, plus, the Fenech Yisrael. I call upon him that day that he was supposed to make the time that it was, it's not so great, to make the matzahs, the Erev Pesach matzahs. All of a sudden, I got the idea that somebody, one of the Tzomchim from his yeshiva, he was nifter. A personal person, but he was nifter. As he gave it up. As the Chassidim didn't, they couldn't be soiled. They couldn't be soiled. I thought that he tells him, go there for 5 minutes and come back, help yourself and come back. It's not fair. He stood there from the beginning to the end. And he gave away this whole avoid of, by them, by us, by them, it's not the stuff from the Ikrim over there, the Hagdomah. So he says, Vos is Pesach, HaKoretz HaToyv. Vos are we going to the Levaya? HaKoretz HaToyv. HaKoretz HaToyv. The Tzugang, he said, the Hagdoma, to go into Pesach is with the Negesh HaKoretz HaToyv. You have to be Makatoyv to everybody. To thy tata, to thy mama, to thy wife, to thy kinder. Whoever tells you to, whatever they tell to, that's the Zogan HaDank. And this is, that's how you go into Zogan. And then you Zogan HaDank to the Melch Malchi HaMlocham. Zogan HaDank. So he said, this is the Hagdoma. Matzes, der Avada, der Pesach, Matzes, gewaltig mit Hallel, und man singt, und man sagt, so ist ein Kurs, der Teuf. Das ist ein Kurs, der Teuf, der Vater Egen, und therefore he went there. Das ist wenig, was man tut das. Now, there are a lot of people that, there's a lot of people that collect money for tzedakah. There's a tremendous amount of money that's needed. And ein Abolim, Sa'al Mechul Yosef, ein Akremitz Masbiya Sarid, there's always a tremendous need for tzedakah. The Stock Königsberg, there was a very wealthy, wealthy person that came there, that was there for a few months, and they needed his input, they needed his money, he was wealthy, he was the Reich Mikoyach. And they wanted, the Bezen came over to him, they were Machayiv him, he has to give money for Moshe Chitin, Kimmich, the Pesach people are suffering. He said, I'm not giving. I don't belong here. I live in Russia. I'm only here because for business, that's it. So he said, we'll take you to dinner. He says, take me. So he went, they went to the Malb. So Malm says, you have to give. So he says, Mehechen dan Tony. What do you mean? He says, if it's a svara, my svara is just as good as your svara. You hold on from here, I hold on not from here. So Malm says, I don't want to tell you the mocha. It's not going to be good for you if I tell you the mocha. So he says, tell me. Malm says, we're in front of a lot of people here, you might not like what I say. He says, tell me. He says, upon him, tell me. Good. So he says, I'll tell you. Stayed by. He says, the Torah speaks about all different types of people. In Tanakh, there's one person that was a terrible person. And the Pasuk calls him, he was a Kamsan Alev, Kosha Varam Alolim. He was a terrible, miserable person. His name was Novel HaKarmeli. He says, if you take a look at Rashi, he says, what do you mean Novel HaKarmeli? Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Ha'ish Hoya Bim Ma'oin, he comes from the Shtot Ma'oin, U'Maseyu Ba'Karmel. And his business was in Karmel, Zok Rashi, Maseyu Mikneu V'Kinyonai. So really, what was his? Where does he come? He's from Ma'oin. Why is he called Novel HaKarmeli? Because his business is here. Zem Fundanin, Vibal, the person's business here, that means this is your city. Novel HaKarmeli. And he says, Novel HaKarmeli. The person was so fashemed. And he realized that only a maneuver to say that. People are suffering, suffering, suffering. And the village was such a geld for us, welcome for Ruslan, Homeshkin Chedikto. Those people that come, anybody that comes, the lake with that two leg in a hand, there are people not know the lake of Dafo. The worst thing is Chas v'Shalom, you find this steed in a mensch. This steed is the worst thing. State in Pasuk Azeh, it was a whole mice with a Baizel Charif. They made a shul, and they didn't have money to finish the shul. They didn't have money to finish the shul, finish this. It was sitting months after months. It was raining in. It was getting. They started to have money. One of these Magidim Lach came. Not a magid like magid, but somebody used to sing, and you know, you're probably just doing this shtick. And everybody charged a lot of money. Everybody gave money. Oh, we should come with this, and they had the entertainment. So everybody came. Rabbi Zilcharev heard. So he got up, but the Shabbos HaGol Rosh, that we don't have money for the shul, but you have money for entertainment. He said, Fashtech, it's a passion to tell you. Shteit lo yovo ya moini mo yovi bekal Hashem. Gam dori asir lo yovi bekal Hashem. Ad oilom, out. Favos. Al dvara shlo kidmu eschem belechem b'mayim. V'dechem says, no, you're related. How come you don't give? Like so hard, you're not suffering. V'shasoch aleim es bilim ben borim mipsor aram na raim lekal lecha. And also your higher bill. In fact, what does one have to do with the other one? What's the shachas one already with the other one? Oh, these are the two reasons. Zok the name. Made it. He says, let's go over to Dorton to Amin the Moiv. He said, why don't you help the Yidden? I said, listen, Rabbi, we don't have enough money. We're short. We have no liquid. I have no money. Yeah? But all of a sudden, you did have money for Bilam? For Bilam, how much did Bilam charge? I said, it's halok. I love him. What do you give Dorton? Buy his molay. For those of the Yegel, it's a Toshtake Natalia. Because of the stealer. Because when they were asked for money, why don't you give the Klaus Alechem a mime? No, we don't have rabbi, we can't support the Jews, we don't have enough money. Oh, but you have enough money to be Sercha Bilom. People cost us. That's stealer for that you don't belong to Bekal Hashem. I think it's for this little magadol that came over here and he started singing and dancing for you. Everybody has money for that entertainment. Oh, that to build up the shul, Hostinish can geld. He gave more dikter chacham. Chas v'sholom that it shouldn't be people that have this theater. Somebody, a younger man, told me tonight that his kid came home and he said, Tom, we have to make a cheshbon how much we're spending or we want to spend or we could have spent for entertainment, and that amount of money we have to give for tzedakah. You have to be fair. Don't live with stealers. Don't say, I couldn't give Kibbutz Lidl, I gave my $18. And how much money do you spend for Cholov Yishmoel chocolate? I'm going to tell you something there, Chag, with the eating and things. If something is made by Halbutzora, if something's manufactured for, that's where they went through a few different hands. You better watch it. Anything you buy for Pesach, if you trust the Hashgacha, make sure it's made by. But if it's manufactured for, then you know it went through hands. That's, it's much less of a chance it should have all the Hidurim that it has to have. As a man has to know how much money you're spending, open up your pantry, open up, take a look. What you don't have, make a cheshbon, be a mensch. No, Rebbe Rabzisha, he was so poor. His house had no hinges. The doors was levered. He had nothing. So he had 10 copy kids. He didn't know what to do. He can't walk around with the money in his pocket. Most of the time, he was in the shul under the oven. But he had it. So he took his chumash and he put it by the pasuk leisignoif. He put his 10 copies by the pasuk leisignoif. Good. He comes up that night. A ganav came in and took out He took out the 10 copy kids. And he put 5 by the pasuk for Yahasa Yacha Kamaycha. Even Rabzisha saw that. He said, "Oh, Zisha, give my king was a chilek to Shdir and Aganev." The Ganev says, "Oh, Yehailik, the king gives him a kaim Kamaycha." And he's going to remember the ganze geld for sich. Ah, Zisha was a zalat. He was crying because the Ganev Dorten from his place was better than him. Halvai, Rabzisha. Oh, give a cook. The Ganev goes, "Oh, Kamaycha, Rebbe, Kamaycha. I'm suffering. Give me if. Come on, be a mensch." So I mentioned that. You have to like to add. We'll make a cheshire before the hostel. Muss gehen weiter. Muss helfen. There was a gabbai. The Bell Blisk said over the story. There was a gabbai in Blisk. And the guy was, you know, Tzionis over there was caught very, very stark in Blisk. Had a gewaltig achise there. And the Blisk over to say, stark at Abchaim. And the Blisk over Moedig litten from these people that they were harassed at Tzura von Klaiso. Kids of the guy from the big base Knesset where the Biskarov was said, he said that, you know, he was already a maskil. He's not letting in a shul. You don't make any collections for Kimcha the Pischa and Chulik. The shul is a place where Rav says drushes for Torah, but there's no such thing as an appeal for Tztoka. And the Biskarov told him, "What do you mean? It's a Midigan Kleisel. Everybody, you always make appeals in all shul to give it. No, he does it. So the Biskarov got angry. He told him, "Dubs betuach. Nothing's going to happen to you. Told me that you don't take the, if you stop everything, you stop this Kimcha de Pischa, so to come outside, you're going to need Kimcha de Pischa." The Rovat Mishalten. He went out in the street, became such a tumult. So they came to the Pischa Rovat, the Mishalten, the Gabbai. So the Mishalten is the Gabbai. It's like, Mazay is this. This is the way things go. You hold somebody back from collecting money from Kimcha de Pischa, then you're going to have to come onto it. Good. This person, after Pesach, of course, he didn't let Shumpan. Good. Oh, so the Biskarov sent him one more message. He says, "Okay, you want to save your bezoin? I'd say, you give all the money that we need, and then you'll be part of a Noinish. I'm not giving a Pluto." Sokla Be'el, after Pesach came the summer. In the summer, he lost every single penny. But he managed to keep it quiet. He managed to get the credit, but he was suffering noidy at Anias. Came time to re-elect Dutton Gaboyim. No one knew that he was poor. So they elected him again. But he couldn't continue. And then he started, Mamish had to go around. And he said, Zokra Beryl, the next year, on the Kimcha de Pischalis, he was there. A mensch that holds back other people. I want to tell you something. I'm sick and tired of the midisrois that's going on now. People that put up tzekalach because they want to raise money for Kimcha de Pischa. Some people say, he rips off the tzettel. Because that's from the other side. I'm from the Baal Leib side. But Shmuel Bach doesn't exist. So, man, if you want to make something, Yisra Bracha, whatever, I don't know the names, and you want to, he rips it off. That mensch, taking away Kimcha de Pischa for under the Yidden, how do you do such a thing? How do they get this? You take off somebody else's. If you don't want to give, don't give. But holding back people, being meinea, how bitter is our shchus becoming? What do you care about Eretz Yisrael? What do you care? There's no enough community. You don't know the difference between them. These people that are ripping off the signs, if all their lives are unequal to one of these three tzaddikim that knew what they knew when they were 10 years old. Where these guys, what is delicious, delicious. What's else the tzaddik? Hayit from Tztoka. You don't want to give? Don't give. But to pull down? It's a shchosser shein dugmosa. So the Eibishter people in Chassav Shom, they shouldn't be in Enish. Okay, I'm going to go through the Agoda. But just, there's still a few hakdomas for the overview. You're not allowed to use that word anymore. That word alone you have to burn with the chometz. Overview. Underview. Shteit in Pasik. Vayasev alikim es ha'om en pashas boi derech midba yamsof. V'chamushim olu b'nai Yisrael me'etz Mitzrayim. Chamushim. It's frightful. What's chamushim? 1 out of 5? Dor Chaim brings the medrash. Everybody knows. Some hold 1 out of 5. 1 out of 50. Some hold 1 out of 500. It staggers the imagination. How much people, and when did they die? Shleshi simei akbol. And then shleshi simei afeda. Why is it, how come we don't make any avedas for these people? You know how many people died? It was a Holocaust in Kamayu. And the Kaiser was busy burying them, and seems shouldn't have any anor, and they shouldn't see it. So how come we don't make up avedas? Say, one Chloe is taking Kaddish for these people never gestorben. So somebody from Eitz Yisrael was here, Lois Luna Lake or a Mayor Waldner. So he said, I'm worried about it. What did these people choose? They choose, we're not going to go out of Mitzrayim. We'll live here. We'll go be care of Goy, so we'll live here. We'll live on Mitzrayim. We don't need it. We don't need the Torah. We don't need it. So we'll live over here. They'll all die, and we're not Mesavel on them. The person has to realize that we are in Golas. And you have to realize that you have to want to get out of Golas. You can't say, I want to be here. Because Chas V'Shalom, when it comes to time from the Gula, who's going to go out? Only those that want to go out. They didn't want to go out. Don't want to go out, so they have to be buried. They stay there. It says in Parshas Vayigash, that's the pasuk. Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim be'eretz Goshen vayor zuboy vayifru vayibu mo'oy. So what the Kli Yaakov made it. He says, call this whole pasuk, says the Ashmas Bnei Yisrael. Who is you Vayeshev? You're supposed to be geyir b'zaracha. You geyir over the be'eretz lo'lehem Goshen. Oh, vayor zuboy. What's this yeshiva? What's this? How did you become a toyshev? He said, because they did it, it was gefelach. Yaakov Avinu told Paddy, Logur Ba'aretz, we only become Logur, we only become Gedim, we're not here for it. And what happened? The Yidin Vayosubah, we have real estate, we're buying and selling them with Shakua, investments. What if they came out, Mashiach came out there? First, where are we up to Thursday? Tomorrow's Thursday. Now it's Thursday. Mashiach came out, Shaif, everybody's going to Eretz Yisrael. Wait, 1 second. Mashiach, wait, relax, I got my real estate, I got investments, I got to transfer the money. I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. To go out of Golas is easy for people that don't have anything. But people that are anchored in with fancy houses and fancy real estate and fancy connections, this is an important lesson. You have to train yourself and your children. We are here, Gedim. We are Gedim. Rabbi Yehuda Jacobs told me, Rabbi Nebroya, the first Dasha they came, and he said in Shul, he says, we are strangers in this land and we're going to stay that way. We have to stay that way. Because if we're not going to stay that way, we're going to become Americans. That's kind of sad. I told you from Shaul Weinstein. He said, I'm Muli the Gvord. Shaul Weinstein, I like him a lot. He's the son of Rabbi Kisil. I'm Muli the Gvord. It says in the Gemara Megillah, because they were Nenef and Sudas Shaloysa Rosha, come say a Kloya? What? So okay, there are a bunch of aimers that are gefressen. Voss is voss. Kaloya. And the whole world is kaloya for all the Yidden. Why? So to see you're good. Why did Achashverosh make this Suda? To commemorate, it went 70 years, the Yavish did not take the Yidden out of Golas, they're going to stay here. From now on, the Jews are going to be here, I'm going to be where they be, the Kohen Gadol, we're going to have a party. Why didn't take part of that? That's still masking. Okay. We throw ourselves under. Avdei Achashverosh Hanan, we throw ourselves under. Yidden that's give into the matzav. That, okay, we'll never get out of Golas. You see, 80, 70 years pass by. And they're making a Suda to commemorate. Achashverosh had more munah than they did. To commemorate that, what? Oh, the Yidden are not going to get out of Golas. And they took part of it. Dos a kaloya. Dos state in the chazal. Vin eman is chayv is anoshan. Kaloya. Dos is kaloyin. Vin ayin so kechvul is anoshan. Dog echev life. That's kefal chazal. It's already 11 o'clock. I want to go to the Moor and the Yonim of Pesach from Proteus, but I'm sure everybody's plotting to go home to help for Pesach. I want to go to the Indian Blina, the Matzah Shabbos, to go to the Indian. And that was tomorrow night.